Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, let's look ahead to the weekend weather. It's been unseasonably cold for June here in July, here in Ireland, but in the rest of Europe, there have been some extreme heat waves and major sudden flooding events. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
Alan, we're all freezing. Why?
We are indeed. A summer duvet has never come out of the press this year.
No.
We have colder air coming down from the north rather than warmer air coming up from the south is probably the simplest explanation for that. So we've had high pressure out in the Atlantic, which has kind of blocked the Azores High and stopped kind of the warmer air moving up. And we've had low pressure over Scandinavia, which has been feeding down weather fronts, which is why we've had that northerly breeze for so long. So that even when it was even sunny, it did actually feel quite cool. So the heat is just not moving up from the south, Claire, really is the simplest reason for it.
And is that going to continue over the weekend, or what can we expect?
Well, the cold, the real cold, I suppose, is not quite there at the moment, but it's still below average. So temperatures, you know, will get up to maybe 17 or 18 degrees in some areas, but it's going to be a very mix of sunny spells and showers. So it's going to be jumper on, jumper off kind of weather, because obviously this time of the year, the sun is quite strong. And when you do get the sunny spells, it will feel warmer in that sunshine. But no, temperature's still not getting above 20 degrees. And I think that, you know, might be a kind of a figure that a lot of people would expect to be seeing temperatures getting over, but there's not likely to see that over the weekend.
And those heavy thundery downpours, which helpfully yesterday were at school collection time, so everybody was soaked in the mid-afternoon. More of those over the weekend?
Yes, more heavy showers, especially this afternoon, and a risk a few of those could be thundery this afternoon and this evening. But some more showers as well tomorrow, Saturday. Sunday, less showers the further south you are, some showers especially in the north. But yes, there is a risk of those. But I would say that June has been quite dry, actually, up until yesterday. We did see some heavy rainfall yesterday, but it has been cooler and it has been drier on average so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about what's happening in other parts of Europe, because there's a huge contrast between what we're seeing here and what's happening there. In Greece, we have the extreme heat waves. We had the images from Palma Airport in Spain of planes in the runway surrounded by water because of the flash heavy rain that they had there. So what's the picture beyond our shores?
Yes, well, a lot of kind of, I suppose, northwest Europe and central Europe is cooler than normal. But because that warm air is trying to trap further south and east, then it is up to 44 degrees in Greece yesterday. And eastern Europe is actually warmer than western Europe. Spain did get up to 30 degrees, but as you say, it did have those intense rainfall. So Palma Airport had 72 millimetres of rain in 6 hours, which, to give you context, is about the normal rainfall we'd see for the month of June in Dublin Airport, or even a little bit above it, and it saw that in just 6 hours. Murcia in Spain also had intense rainfall with over 47 millimetres of rain in 1 hour. So that's two-thirds of the month's rainfall in 1 hour, which caused flash flooding. So it is, you know, it's very mixed across Europe. And many people that saw those images of the airport were very worried. But the rainfall has been quite localized there. But at the same time, actually, Western Spain and Portugal are going to turn much cooler for the next few days as that colder air actually even reaches as far south as parts of Spain and Portugal.
Mm-hmm. So these extremes then, we're going to see more of this, aren't we, as the weather patterns change, Alan?
Yes, absolutely. With climate change and with warmer atmosphere, we're going to see more of those extremes. We're going to see more extreme rainfall events. Unfortunately, with temperatures increasing, you're going to see more, you know, severe droughts and also very high, hot temperatures. But that doesn't mean that every month is going to be warmer than average. And obviously, we've had the warmest May just gone. But temperatures for June in Ireland are actually running between, you know, 0.5 and nearly 2 degrees below average. Further east and further north is much cooler than average in June. So, you know, when you're looking at climate, you have to look at it over a longer period than a small snapshot in terms of what weather you're experiencing in a week or two.
All right, Alan, good to talk to you as always. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. Now, next up, shock and awe for the Tories in the UK as Nigel Farage's Reform Party overtakes them in the latest polls.
51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.